Apex Generation, a short story by Corrine Raymond. At 6 in the morning, the owner entered the cluttered living room, banging a metal spoon against a tin can. When all 10 pairs of eyes were on him, the lean, deeply wrinkled man announced the sale of the inn. If you could call this hovel an inn, with its mouldy ceilings bulging from water seepage. He would be handing the keys over to the buyer the next day. Neither sign nor visitors had given them a clue, though his broken English left no room for doubt. "New owner is entrepreneur," he said. "She going to tear down house. No lease. Bye-bye." It had been barely 12 days since Kabira had stumbled on this clandestine dormitory for women, no questions asked and payable in cash. The innkeeper inflated an extra camping mattress whenever he added a lost soul to the herd. Her private school friends had disowned her, and she'd had to find a cheap place to stay after she ran away. The loot she'd stolen from her mother's emergency stash was rapidly shrinking. Accustomed to their ignoble life, young and old packed up without flinching, misery imprinted on their faces. Too bad for Rami, Kabira's sleepy neighbour, who had just laid her gummy head on the pillow after a long shift. She was a labourer at the recycling plant, and her clothes had a funky, metallic smell. The burn on her left cheek was a constant reminder of the poor working conditions she endured. On the porch of the century-old house, the women hugged each other before dispersing like plumes of dandelion in the wind. A hand on Kabira's shoulder, Rami smiled encouragingly. Her complexion should have evoked the golden sun of her Pakistani origins, but the long hours at the plant had turned her face gaunt with fatigue. "I'll be at the mule for a few days," Rami said. "It's more expensive, but until we find something better, it's safer than a park bench." Kabira imagined returning home begging her mother to take her in. Did she have another choice? Mule, a stubborn and sterile hybrid. It sounded so depressing. She didn't have enough money for any kind of decent rent, and the police were probably looking for her, so it was impossible to get a cheap job for some quick cash, at least legally. In any case, the recent increase in population had killed the local job market. Exiles of the Great Floods occupied all workplaces that formerly relied on a constant supply of needy students. Exiles like her. Kabira Monad Doyle, 16 years old, on the run, without friends, without family, and broke. Her stomach tensed as she watched Rami wave before turning the corner.